Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk about 1 Peter 3:7 and give a perspective on that because a situation came up just the other day, and for some reason it just kind of popped in my mind and I've been pondering it, and I thought I would just do an audio on it. Let's go read it. 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So what I'm going to go after in this point is the weaker vessel part. I mean, we see in God's word, even just one area of scripture can have so many different things to look at. So today we're just going to look at the weaker vessel part. And let's go look and see what the weaker vessel means. If we look into the Greek word, it means, strengthless in various applications, literally or figuratively and morally, more feeble, impotent, sick without strength, weak, infirm, feeble. So what we're seeing on that, it could be a physical thing, which we know God created men stronger than women in general. I'll just kind of summarize it that way. And emotionally. So if we look at a man and a woman. Now, in today's world, it's a little bit different because there's a lot of feminization going on. And feminization could be the women stepping up, acting more like men, and the men stepping down and acting more like women. And when I say up and down, it's because I'm talking about the authority line, how God has put man ahead of woman in authority. He's above the woman. He has authority over the woman, however you want to say it. So I'm not degrading a woman's value or worth, or we know in the eyes of God, there's no male nor female. But when it comes to authority level, of course, we see that. So if we look at that in general, and one of my favorite things I like to say is, doesn't even nature teach you? So look at the general male and a general female. The males are stronger physically than a woman. It doesn't mean she's weak. It just means she's not as strong as an average man. And emotionally, so if you want to use some terms, people say men are harder, women are softer. And you probably understand what I'm talking about that. Let me give you an example. I was in the grocery store and I saw an older couple with a young boy. I'm assuming it was their grandchild. And the little boy was talking to, I'm going to just say grandma and grandpa. And he kept saying, can I have one? Can I have one? Can I have one? And he kept begging, begging, begging. And she kept saying, no, no, no. All of a sudden, the grandpa, he just looked at him. He said, knock it off. And the little boy stopped. And he was obedient through the rest of their transaction at the checkout counter. So you see a little bit of a difference between harder, softer, weaker, stronger, stronger, bolder words. And so what we're talking about here is I want to share a story with you, and I just want to show you the contrast. And what I want to do is I'm not degrading women on this. What I'm doing is pointing out facts as we see in God's word, as we see as nature doesn't even nature teach you. We see all these, and it's a beautiful thing how men and women can complement each other if they're both in alignment with God's word. And you see how God created it in the garden with Adam and Eve. Obviously, sin causes a lot of issues on there. But what I want to do is point out, yes, we are the weaker when it comes to many areas of that. But I also want to shine some light on the strength of men and offer up that, because a lot of times men are torn down in this society. And I want to share something I think that will lift up the godly men out there who are striving to do what they are supposed to do in the things of God. Yes, many of the brothers we know, they all have flesh just like us sisters. They all have issues they have to overcome, just like us. Nobody's perfect. Just because you're a born-again believer doesn't mean all of a sudden you're obeying everything perfectly in your flesh. Doctrinally, we should be. In our flesh, we all have weaknesses to overcome until the day we die. Everybody has a different one to deal with. Nobody's better than anybody else because they don't have the same issues and struggles. So my point is, the men have a great responsibility. Yes, us women do too. But I want to show a difference on how the man is stronger and how we sisters can learn from that. So we've had many such instances in the past on this. And just recently we had one we're listening to a brother on the phone, and we knew of him from a long time ago, and there was many years of silence that went on, and we often wondered about him, and just the other day we had mentioned about him, and we got an email that night, and it was pretty amazing. So the next day there was a phone call, and he was sharing what had been going on in his life, and some of the things that went on were so tragic, it just broke our hearts. And at one point, I looked at Brother Jim and I looked down because I could tell it really hit him in the heart. And both of us, I was speechless. I had to wrestle with my flesh not to cry. It was pretty profound. And I killed my flesh and I thought, you know what? Got to be strong. And you know what went in my mind? I knew what was coming. This man needed the sharp word of the Hebrews 4 sword. And I want to go there. Hold on. I'm going to pause this for a minute. Okay, I got it. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of all thoughts and intents of the heart. So as this man was sharing what was going on, I saw how everything was affecting Brother James, I could tell. And it really hit him too. And that's where I just told you, I was wrestling with my flesh. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. All of a sudden, Brother Jim pulled out the Hebrew 4 sword and he used it rightfully for this man, for the saving of his soul, to guide him in truth, to help bolster him up. He boldly used that sword to show him his sin, encouraged him to get going, to drop everything and get going, because Satan is lurking around after us. And that's what I wanted to share with you. Well, before I get to that point, I want to say I saw that. I felt for that man, but I was strengthened just listening to Brother James do that. So he was kind and considerate. He listened to it. He heard it. He assessed it. And he went to God's word in his mind, and he was able to go grab what he needed from the scriptures and grab that sword and lay it to this brother. And now that might sound harsh, because what I want to say is a woman might sit there and listen to it and go, oh my, oh, okay. And they may potentially, I'm not saying all women do this, but a woman would have a tendency to get wrapped up in her emotions and flesh and what the person went through, as opposed to how are we going to get this person going before Satan comes and devours them. Get up, get going, move it, soldier. So that's kind of what I saw. And I wanted to get another scripture verse. Hold on. Okay, so I have another scripture verse, but before we go to that, I just wanted to say us women could learn a lot from the men on how they wield that sword, how they don't get swept away in emotions. I'm not going to say Brother Jim doesn't have any compassion, because he does. He listens to people. He comments on what's going on, acknowledges he understands that, maybe shares some of his own experience or whatever. But it doesn't go that far for very long. And he gets the sword out. And when I say that, he's not like, I'm going to slice this person. He takes the Hebrews 4 sword is what it does. It helps slice to the bone and marrow, and it opens things up so we can all see it. And that's what we are to do with each other, sisters. We're to do that with each other as well. So the whole point of sharing all this is I want to encourage sisters, and I've been doing this. I did this to myself right away from the beginning. And that was to learn how to balance our emotions and our feelings, because we don't run off emotions and feelings. We have them, but we don't run off them, and we don't let them run us. The word of God is what we go by. We don't want to be heartless, but yet we don't want to sit in our pity, because a lot of times women will kind of hang in it and play around with the pity. And I used to be this and that, and people have done this, and oh, that just affects me. Men can do that too, but I'm talking to sisters. We can't do that for very long, because it's like being on the battlefield. If you sit there and look at your wound, you're going to get shot. If you can get up and get moving and get going again, you're going to save other people. You're going to save yourself. And I'm talking a figuratively type thing. So Satan is lurking and roaring. And the longer we sit with our wounds, emotionally, physically, whatever it is, and dwell on that, as opposed to going to the word of God, slice yourself open with it if you don't have anybody to slice you with, and be willing to slice somebody else open with it, Because what I saw when Brother James dug out that sword and helped this man, that man rose up and he is now doing what he needs to do with the encouragement and strength with the word of God, not emotions, not feelings, because that doesn't strengthen people necessarily. It's the word of God that gives us a power. It's all through the glory of God that we can do all these things. So here I'm going to rise us up with some courage and strength by reading 1 Samuel 4:9. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. Now, I'm not trying to tell us to turn into men, but we can draw strength from that because we sisters have to be soldiers as well in our roles, in our feminine place, womanly, godly woman place, because we are females. And we have to be strong as well. Look at the Proverbs 31 woman and all the things she does. It even says she has strength in her arms or something to that effect because of what she does. She's a very strong woman that keeps pressing through on this life. And it doesn't mean if you're not physically strong that, okay, God knows that. You could be mentally strong. You could be strong in the word. That's what counts, is from what's on the inside. And then the outside, we're all going to get old and weak and feeble, most likely. And so there's that one. And then 1 Corinthians 6:13, we're going to go there and read that one as well. It's awesome that it's in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. 16. Okay, I got that wrong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Let's go there. Hold on, bear with me here. Okay. Yep. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. So all I want to do with this, sisters, is I want us to learn a balance as women and draw strength from this, seeing how the men with the authority, how they are strong on it. They don't allow their emotions and feelings to carry them away, or they shouldn't anyway. And us women can learn a balance from that. Now, in saying that, yeah, sometimes men can be really strong and on that, and they can be totally the opposite and maybe not have much compassion when they should, or seeing the other side. And see, that's how us women, as we stand as strong women, we learn how to balance our emotions. We're not weak and feeble in emotions because we're learning through the word of God how to be strong. So basically, I just want to help us all to see this, ponder it, see how it fits in with your life, how you can change things, how you could be stronger in the word and strong enough to use that with a sister, for a sister, on a sister, however you need to use the word of God, lift them up, maybe slice them open, and also on yourself. We're always supposed to be examining ourselves. So hopefully this all helps you out, because just doing these things helps strengthen me. It's always good to go over these and praise God for every day we get to encourage one another. Let me know how I can help you, and hold fast, sister saints. We love you all. May God be praised.